This is JIS News. Coming up, loan ceiling increased for NHD borrowers, local government bills passed in the lower house, and National Irrigation Commission Limited gets energy efficiency equipment. The details after the break.
At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island, so we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of Pika.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha, and together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. None of them are really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Target shows your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. The National Housing Trust, NHT, has increased the loan ceiling for first-time borrowers by $1 million. This means borrowers will now have access to $5.5 million, up from the previous $4.5 million. The interest rate has also been lowered by 1% for all categories of new borrowers.
The additional $1 million in loan ceiling represents a 22% increase in the financing available to NHT borrowers and will narrow the affordability gap for NHT contributors.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing Wednesday. She notes that the increased NHT ceiling is for new construction or the purchase of units in new developments. Senator Faulkner says in addition to improving affordability, the new measures will help stimulate construction startups and generate employment in the construction industry. Cabinet has approved the provision of a power purchase agreement to Pan Caribbean Sugar Company Limited. Chairman of the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, Dr. Vin Lawrence, says the license will allow the sugar company to sell surplus energy generated from its biomass plants to the Jamaica Public Service Grid.
The Pan Caribbean Sugar Company, who have built biomass plants, usually bagasse, using the bagasse from the cane to produce power for their own use, and have agreed for them to sell 5 megawatts of power to the JPS under this arrangement. And they are now at the stage of negotiating a power purchase agreement with the Jamaica Public Service Company.
Dr. Lawrence was speaking at a Jamaica House media briefing Wednesday. Three strategic laws critical to local government reform were passed in the House of Representatives Tuesday. They are the Local Governance Bill, Local Government Unified Service and Employment Bill, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Bill. The pieces of legislation were piloted by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott. The Local Governance Act provides for, among other things, the establishment of a framework to accommodate the various types of local authorities, expand their mandate to include sustainable development, and the maintenance of civic order. In terms of the Local Government Finance and Financial Management Bill, the legislation seeks to identify sources of revenue from which the local authorities will be financed. It also provides guidelines and oversight mechanisms for the prudent financial management, accountability, and transparency of local authorities. The bill also provides for the repeal of the Parochial Rates and Finance Act. Additionally, the Local Government Unified Service and Employment Bill will provide a framework to address human resource management issues in respect to staff employed in the services of local government authorities. The three pieces of legislation will now be sent to the Senate for approval. And the National Irrigation Commission Limited, NIC, is expecting to see energy savings of approximately $18 million annually as a result of the installation of energy-efficient equipment at some of its facilities. Speaking at a handing over ceremony in Clarendon Wednesday, Junior Energy Minister Julian Robinson said the installation of the equipment will also see growth in the agriculture sector.
This project is yet another example of an intervention which reflects the timely implementation of good public policy. It supports the national effort to unleash the potential of agriculture to grow the Jamaican economy and to enhance our food security.
The initiative saw variable frequency drives being installed to more efficiently regulate the utilization of electric pumps, which pull water from wells at NIC's irrigation facilities. The installation was funded by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica at $22 million. That was JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.